the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Branded, scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man?
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Crew. This is Monday, November 10th, episode 178. What's the last number?
Five.
My sheets are starting to run out there for some reason. My printer's not working. Still at home, but the good news is the doctor may clear me to drive here in a few days. So
that's tomorrow, the 11th, right?
That's right. I'll be back in the studios soon. Probably got one more day, probably got one more session, a few more days, maybe three more days here at home, but I'm looking for next week to, you know, by next Monday, be back with you guys crawling up the steps to the radio station.
I really, really think that that's probably about right.
I think, what do you mean that's about right?
I'm just trying to look at the dates and when you said and all that kind of thing. So
I didn't lie, did I?
No, I think next Monday, so probably a week from today.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm kind of looking for. I don't want to rush, because if anybody's seen the steps at WGNS, they ain't easy. So
we've put in one of those
chair lifts. That would cost money, right?
Oh yeah, well, no, we can't do
well,
that.
Well, then you haven't put one in. Speaking of which, it's 17 days until Thanksgiving, 45 days until Christmas. Veterans Day is tomorrow. That's right, the 11th. I go to the doctor tomorrow, and it's also Veterans Day. So MTSU, you go ahead.
I was just going to mention tomorrow we're going to have the coverage on WGNS and Big GTV of the Veterans Day ceremony. It's on 11/11, which is November 11th at 11 a.m.
And that'll be on Big GTV?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be audio on radio as well.
All right, okay. So will you be there at the ceremony, or will you be up at the station manning things?
I will be there making sure it gets on the air in multiple locations.
Wow, pretty impressive. Some people just have to do the hard work, the dirty work. We've got football, too. MTSU's at Western Kentucky Saturday, 1 p.m. airtime. High school football playoffs continue Friday on WGNS. This weekend, Tennessee hosts New Mexico State and Titans host Houston. Vandy has a bye week. So there you go. Vandy's got to run the table to get into the college football playoffs, Brian.
Yeah.
Beating Tennessee, which will probably be pretty difficult. So anyway,
I think that one's at Tennessee.
They made a good comeback against Texas. Just wasn't enough. Speaking of which, I've got some news to talk to you about. I told you I had a plethora of things today. And what about the Braves naming manager Walt Weiss as the new manager of the Braves? This was announced last week, but they took their sweet time getting to him, didn't they?
Well, and he was already on staff. That's what I don't understand. He was the bench coach. And
I think they wanted to talk to somebody from the Dodgers. I think that's my theory. And they couldn't talk to him until after the World Series was over.
Mm.
And after they talked to him, I don't think it went as well as they – that's my theory, just my theory. And then they went with the homeboy. The good thing about having your manager being in-house, you usually keep your whole staff. You know, he's not going to make any major changes. So they were hit by injuries a lot, the Braves were. So I can't really, you know, blame it on Snitker. But there were a couple of times I thought he was asleep in the dugout. I'm not sure. But now Walt is 61 years old. He played for the Braves for a couple of years back in the 90s. He was on a couple of those National League Championship teams. And he will probably keep pretty much everybody.
He had managerial time at Colorado, I think, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there's a lot of rumors about who the rest of the staff will be, but I think they'll probably keep most of them if they haven't already. I haven't been following much. I haven't really followed the Braves much in the postseason. So anyway, we've got some famous people that have passed away, and I'm going to talk about that sometime in this hour. want to remind you of that. And I want to also talk about shakeup at News Channel 5.
Wow, yeah, boy. There's
and news shakeups at CBS as well. So all that's coming your way. The weather is coming your way as well. Traffic, we'll have a look at sports. And speaking of looking at the weather, I guess we're up to look at it for the first time this hour. It's 6:17 here on the Wake Up Crew. Brian and John here all morning long.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Rain and snow showers are likely for today. Cloud cover will linger as we top out around 38, and it will be windy. Breezy conditions remain tonight with gradual clearing and a low of 21. Warmer for Veterans Day, a high around 50 with sunshine and breezy conditions. Then a few clouds rolling through Tuesday night. We drop back to around 38. It will be breezy still. Even warmer Wednesday, a high of 65 and sunny. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Same for winter, tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Hey, this is Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to our exclusive one-day-only estate jewelry event. It's going to be on Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I can't stress enough that it is one day only. One day only estate jewelry event. Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Bell Jewelers at 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
Matthew Stafford made history in Santa Clara.
Matthew away from center. Play fakes. Rolls to his right. Stafford into daylight. Hits the sideline, flips to the back. It's caught for a touchdown. Davis Allen open late, and that's career touchdown pass number 400 for Matthew Stafford.
Rams Radio Network on the call. They improved to 7-2 after knocking off the 49ers 42-26. The Seahawks dominated the Cardinals 44-22. The Texans scored 26 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to take down the Jags 36-29. The Saints upset the Panthers 17-7. The Patriots beat the Buccaneers 28-23. New England improves to 8-2 on the year and are first place in the AFC East. And in the Sunday night game, the Chargers defeated the Steelers 25-10.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. This Thanksgiving, MTE is grateful for you, its valued members. May your holiday be filled with warmth, happiness, and the glow of togetherness. Happy Thanksgiving from MTE. And boy, I tell you, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. I'm telling you. It's here.
It's crazy.
I got, I've already got my Dinkins Extension Clan Facebook page where Nancy greets everyone and says, tell me what you're going to bring for Thanksgiving and how many are coming. So
that's nice.
I think our crowd's going to be down. Only 22 this year. Sometimes we have 30.
Well, I think that I've got a recipe that I'm going to make. Sweet potato country dumplings.
Mmm. How do you make those dumplings? How are you going to do that?
So you get the frozen yams.
Uh-huh.
Cut them in half. You take crescent rolls, and you cut those in half, and you wrap the yams in crescent rolls. And then you use evaporated milk and some sugar and things and make kind of a base, and then and cinnamon, sugar, and then you bake it in the oven. And it can be a dessert, or it can be alongside the turkey and dressing.
Oh, you're going to have to save me a little bit of that.
Sounds good, doesn't it? It looked good.
Yeah, yeah. It could be a fiasco, though, too.
Well, the lady said it's like having a sweet potato casserole, but just kind of like a new take on it. And it's much easier to make. So
probably sticks together pretty well, I would think.
Yeah, and they come out, and you've got your sweet potato and the little dumpling that comes up with the crescent roll. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to those.
Wow. And you talked to a person about it?
Oh, no, I saw the recipe on Facebook.
Oh, okay. The lady said on Facebook, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it looked really delicious.
Well, the 7 Brew Murfreesboro staff are today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always being a kind and cheerful every morning. The staff at 7 Brew Murfreesboro will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 Academy Street and WGNS. And tell us about that SRM Concrete Good Neighbor moment.
Well, if you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, you can text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor to get those to us here, and we'll make them the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day coming up. SRM Concrete brings you this Good Neighbor moment, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live. I'm going to give you a few choices today. It is Sesame Street Day, so we celebrate Sesame Street.
How do you get to Sesame Street? Okay, never mind.
It's still a mystery to me. It's also United States Marine Corps Day.
Good.
But it's National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
Mmm. That kind of adds everything, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Today in History is coming up along with Song of the Day as we continue on The Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60, he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Shop and save. Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Donnelly. The Arctic blast that greeted most of the state overnight, is it done yet? The National Weather Service says another round of frigid weather is on tap for tonight. In East Tennessee, snowfall in the Smokies, winter weather advisories posted for several counties. Up to a foot of snow could be possible with this event. Whiteout conditions are possible in the mountains, and popular Newfound Gap Road is closed. Meanwhile, dangerous cold is the headline tonight for Middle Tennessee again, with lows in the lower 20s that could set records for some areas.
Even with some progress over the federal government shutdown last night, air travel continues to be a challenge. This weekend saw two significant ground stops at Nashville International. This caused numerous chain reaction delays and cancellations. In Memphis, flights have been cut back due to orders from the FAA, all this to address ongoing staffing challenges. According to the FAA, departures at B&A were delayed at least an average of an hour. B&A encourages travelers to monitor the status of their flights and contact their airlines for updates. More news in 30 seconds.
Let's talk trash. Since 2016, we've reduced the amount of litter on our roadways by, drumroll please, 12%. But there are still 88 million pieces of litter on our roadways, which is just way too many millions. Come on, people, help a cup out. Let's do this. Join the movement at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Crews spent the weekend cleaning up Montgomery Bell State Park. This after storm conditions Friday caused power outages and damaged trails and roadways. Park officials say all trails remain closed this week as crews address that damage. The park lodge is back open. Meanwhile, several counties, including Dixon and Davidson, reported damage over the weekend from those storms. Most power outages have since been restored. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. John and Brian with you this morning on the Wake Up Crew. And it's certainly November. Weather's November. Everything's getting ready, gearing up for Thanksgiving. We got football in the air. It's everywhere. Football's everywhere. I've sure been enjoying you and, what's his name? Bill? Yeah, Bill Hockenberry. And what's the other guy's name? Rod Edwards? Yeah. Y'all been a super job. I just hope you can continue it. Keep going. I'm behind you 100%.
I've noticed you've enjoyed that. As you say.
The doctor's got to clear me for long rides, and I don't think he's going to, especially after I tell him I can't. Okay, now it's time for our song of the day, Brian.
Nice.
The top 10 most iconic TV show theme songs. Here's number 5. Well, you know, you just about have to let that whole thing play.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
To get the full meaning of it. That's Good Times, written by Jim Gilstrap and Blinky Williams. I think they're the singers on that song as well. Soulful, upbeat, and reflective of the show's optimistic tone about family life in tough times. That was a really good show. I didn't like it when the dad left or died. It kind of, I think it lost a lot when he left.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was a contract dispute or something like that him. I think they were looking at a way to cut some budget and stuff. That guy was also in a couple of episodes of The Ranch, by the way, before he passed away.
Yeah, he was. I really loved him. He was in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He was in a lot of stuff. Roots, he was in it as well.
What
good
was
actor.
His name Amos, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. If you hadn't asked me, I would have known. But anyway, that's Good Times.
John Amos, now, that was who it was.
Now, they've got some layoffs going on at CBS, Brian, and one of them, I think her last name's McFadden, Dana McFadden. She's on the Good Morning Weekend show on Saturdays. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that show, but both of them have been laid off, so I don't know what they're going to do about that show. Rumor has it, Gail King may be, you know, the end of her contract may not be renewed. So a lot of things going on at CBS, but not near as many things as going on at Channel 5. We're going to talk about that. I'm teasing that. Okay.
Yeah. They're looking at, you know, top to bottom, some different things at CBS and 60 Minutes. I think you're going to see maybe some changes there. Leslie Stahl, for instance, who's been on the show for a long, long time. She's 83. So,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Really? She's 83.
Yeah.
She looks good for her age.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they're going to try to go maybe a little bit younger on that. Recently, if you did the CBS Evening News, then you went to 60 Minutes after, if your ratings weren't that good. Scott Pelley and Nora O'Donnell were the last two anchors, and they do some 60 Minutes things. So the Bill Whitaker guy on CBS 60 Minutes is older. So I think you're going to see some changes there and with their news product and what they do. They've had a pretty decent success in their CBS Evening News with the two anchors. I think
well, he's leaving. Dickerson's leaving.
Yeah, but it's
at the end of the year.
It's been consistent, and they've even showed some growth in that. But even that show with some growth is going to be different. So,
all right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
The first Gideon Bibles put into a hotel room. 1951, the first long-distance telephone call without operator assistance. In 1969, Sesame Street premieres on PBS TV.
Tell me how to get to Sesame Street.
They didn't know either how to get there.
No, and they still don't know how.
In 1990, John Hughes' film Home Alone, directed by Chris Columbus and starring Macaulay Culkin, premieres in Chicago.
Candles in the window, shadows.
And in 2014, Uptown Funk, single released by Bruno Mars, is the Billboard Song of the Year in 2015. Can you believe that's 10 years ago already?
That's crazy.
Brandon Brooks standing by at 6:33 here on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind,
November 10th, 1969. The release of the Byrds album, The Ballad of Easy Rider, from the movie Easy Rider.
That's where I want to be, flow, river flow.
November 10th, 1973. Eddie Kendricks at the top of the singles chart with Keep On Truckin'. And that same day, the release of the OJ's album, Ship Ahoy, featuring the single, For the Love of Money. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Rain and snow showers are likely for today. Cloud cover will linger as we top out around 38 and it will be windy. Breezy conditions remain tonight with gradual clearing and a low of 21. Warmer for Veterans Day, a high around 50 with sunshine and breezy conditions. Then a few clouds rolling through Tuesday night. We drop back to around 38. It will be breezy still. Even warmer Wednesday, a high of 65 and sunny. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Good morning. Starting to get a little bit heavier here in the last 15, 20 minutes. 24 eastbound at Bell Road. All that traffic up through the Antioch area right now. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Steady flow of traffic down I-40 through the Mount Juliet area. That's only going to get heavier here, leaving Wilson County towards Hermitage here in the next few minutes on 40 going west. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Don't miss the big recycling roundup this Saturday morning at Nissan's gate number 5 in Smyrna. It's free, and you just drive through, making it even easier to recycle your household items. Again, that's this Saturday from 9 until 1 at Nissan gate number 5. That's at 983 Nissan Drive in Smyrna. 9 in the morning until 1 this Saturday. It's turkey time at Greenhouse Ministries. Drop off those frozen turkeys on Friday, November 21st. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. And the turkey drop-off is anytime between 6 in the morning and 6 in the evening. The Thanksgiving pickup is the next morning, November 22nd. And your pickup time is listed on each voucher. Thank you, Greenhouse Ministries, for all that you do to make this community better. Give the gift of life. Phone 800 Red Cross and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy. Recycle classy. Recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. On Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock on this beautiful, beautiful Monday. Regardless of whether it rains, snows, whatever, it's always beautiful here on the Wake Up Crew.
Yes. Especially now that you're, you know, made all of the efforts that you did to continue to be with us after just, you know, like a couple of show layoff.
Oh, yeah. But people don't know you threatened to fire me, so I had to come on back.
That's not true.
Hey, you can text weather to 615-893-1450 to sign up for text alerts or of watches or anything else like that with weather. So don't forget that. We're the all-purpose radio station, just like Martha Whiteflower. All right, it's time for our dad joke of the day and starting off a new week. Here we go.
You know, John, I love shopping with my wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my favorite way to spend 3 hours looking for the one thing we already have at home.
That was good. All those wife jokes always work.
Yeah. I kind of saved that just for you.
Yeah, there you go. Thumbs up on that, and thumbs up for more of the rest of the Wake Up Crew coming up next.
CBS News Brief. A vote in the Senate to advance a bill to end the government shutdown.
On this vote, the yeas are 60 and the nays are 40.
8 Democrats joined Republicans, Vermont Bernie Sanders not among them.
There are people who will now be paying 50% of their limited incomes for health care.
The legislation would need full Senate and House approval before heading to the president. More than 2,500 flights already delayed or canceled in the U.S. today as FAA ordered reductions ramp up. This New Yorker got stuck at the airport in Detroit.
It's frustrating, I think, for everybody, but, you know, I could blame a certain side, but why bother? Everyone's involved, you know what I mean?
President Trump's just pardoned Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and others. CBS's Nancy Cordes with the X announcement.
It says, quote, "This proclamation ends a grave national injustice perpetrated upon the American people following the 2020 presidential election."
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Health officials are on alert as Tennessee's measles count rises to 8 confirmed cases in 2025, all within the central region, including the latest in Nashville. Additional infections in the Mid-Cumberland region and Upper Cumberland region, impacting areas like Cannon, DeKalb, Warren, and White counties, underscore the growing concern. Most cases involve unvaccinated minors aged 5 to 17, revealing dangerous gaps in immunization coverage. Only one of the 8 infected has received the MMR vaccine, a crucial tool in preventing the disease. Rutherford County residents are urged to ensure vaccinations are up to date. The MMR vaccine is available through local health care providers and the Rutherford County Health Department. The vaccine's effectiveness has historically kept measles at bay, but as rates dip below the 95% threshold, the virus is resurging nationally, with over 1,680 cases reported across 42 states, marking the highest count since 1992. In Murfreesboro, another crisis is unfolding as the Salvation Army reports sharp increases in families seeking food and utility assistance amid a prolonged federal government shutdown. Major Bill Mockabee emphasized that no family should have to choose between warmth or nourishment. To respond proactively, the Salvation Army has launched its Kroger Food Angels program early this year on November 9th. The initiative aims to ensure that every Angel Tree family and many others impacted by the benefit delays receive groceries that they need for the holidays. As food and energy assistance requests grow across Rutherford County, financial donations remain the most impactful way for the community members to help. Contributions stay local and directly support those in need. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
play an old guitar, I've done half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Even with some progress over the federal government shutdown last night, air travel continues to be a challenge. This weekend saw two significant ground stops at Nashville International. This caused numerous chain reaction delays and cancellations. In Memphis, flights have been cut back due to orders from the FAA, all this to address ongoing staffing challenges. BNA encourages travelers to monitor the status of their flights and contact their airlines for updates. TBI agents are investigating an officer-involved shooting in Crockett County. The shooting happened Saturday as an officer with the Gadsden Police Department was dispatched to a domestic call. The TBI says a deputy with the Crockett County Sheriff's Office responded to back up that Gadsden officer. Once inside, officers fired their guns, striking a male subject who was subsequently hospitalized, police say. It's unclear what caused the officers to fire their weapons. More news in 30 seconds.
Let's talk trash. Since 2016, we've reduced the amount of litter on our roadways by, drumroll please, 12%. But there are still 88 million pieces of litter on our roadways, which is just way too many millions. Come on, people, help a cup out. Let's do this. Join the movement at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Well, the Arctic blast that greeted most of the state overnight isn't done yet. The National Weather Service says another round of frigid weather is on tap for tonight. In East Tennessee, it's snowfall in the Smokies. Winter weather advisories posted for several counties. Up to a foot of snow could be possible when all said and done. Meanwhile, dangerous cold is in the headlines for tonight in Middle Tennessee. With lows in the lower 20s, it could set records in some areas. Stay safe. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, John and Brian with you this morning. Dalton off today. He'll be back with us in a few days. And we have some more news. I've got some big news. What's going on with Channel 5 now? I'm just a big gossiper today, aren't I?
Well, it's not gossip. This has actually happened.
Ben Hill said goodbye, and I don't know when his last day is. And Rebecca, how do you say her last name? Schleicher. And they both said they were leaving on the same day. That was shocking. That's half the morning crew.
Yeah, I saw the announcement, and apparently they were both thinking the same thing at the same time.
I wonder if they meant to do that at the same time. You know, it was almost like within hour of each other.
According to Rebecca, they did not. You'd never know what really went on behind the scenes and whether it was a contract and renegotiation, because you've had a lot of that lately. They've both been there, you know, 10 years plus. So that could have been part of it. And
they both said they were going to stay in Nashville.
Yeah. He actually mentioned that he had, you know, since he was a kid, he wanted to be in news and, you know, and be a broadcaster. And so, you know, he has done that, but then he's making a change, a life change, wanted to spend more time with the family and being at home and all that kind of thing. And I get that part of it. But if it's in your blood, it's hard to walk away from that.
Yeah.
Without, and maybe that's enough for them. And that's, and that could be the case.
Rebecca wanted to stay home with her family. I know she's got a child, and that is a tough shift too. I mean, that's a very tough shift, the morning shift.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about going to bed probably 5-6 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock at the latest, and going in, you know, being there at 3-4 o'clock, depending on what time and when they go in the air.
Evening, like afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so that leaves Nick Barris and Joe Dubin. No, I saw where Joe put on Facebook that he would be glad to step in with Nick and do the news.
Well, you know, he did mornings for a while on TV.
I got to say, I saw him when the Channel 4 was going over a big change, and Joe was there by himself after the bombing at Christmas. There was nobody there. And Joe Dubin did like the morning news, and the evening newscast by himself. And he did a good job. I mean, I was really impressed. I mean, you know, he's a big cut up, big joker, but he was really good.
Yeah.
He said he would stay with his radio program though, even if he did the morning.
Yeah. Well, now that his radio program is midday, you know, he could do the mornings and whatnot. So you never know. And he, of course, that's where he started. He interned at Channel 2. And I think that's when he started at Channel 2 and did mornings, a Big Joe on the Go segment. And then he went to Channel 4 and worked in sports at Channel 2. So
it could be your big chance.
Yeah, no.
No, you don't have that desire?
I've got too much going on here, John. I can't leave you.
You're a radio man.
I have a face for radio, but that's for sure.
I'll probably leave you one day, one way or the other. I hope it's the other way, but I hope it's not the other way that you're thinking of, probably. some interesting stuff going on, and that's been happening, you know, everywhere. You know, we had Nikki Burdine, Neil Lorne, now these two, and Channel 4 has unbelievably stayed stable, really, at this time. But they went through that a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure that they may not be next up, depending on what their cycle is of contract renewals. And seeing that they went through that a couple of years ago, we might see that coming up. I don't know.
It's all about contracts, though, isn't it, probably?
I have a feeling that it is. I mean, and they went into it knowing that they were probably not going to make as much as they're making now, and so they had to make a life decision.
Well, my contract's coming up soon, too. I just wanted to let you know that.
I have it right here, actually. Let's see. Let me see if I can. Oops, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow. That was quick. All right, time for some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, on this date in history, Donna Fargo was born in 1945, an American country singer.
Kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA.
1969, Ellen Pompeo, American actress. She's plays Gray in Grey's Anatomy. 1944, Dave Loggins, American singer, born in Mountain City, Tennessee.
Hey, rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold in there.
Remind me, Brian, we need to put music to this. 1983, Miranda Lambert, American country music singer and songwriter, born in Longview, Texas. We need to put music to that as soon as we can.
What song would that be?
I don't know. I don't know any of her hits.
Mm.
I don't follow Miranda very much. All right, birthdays locally around here today. Dr. Roy Thompson, Tracy Abernathy, Piggy Burgess, Roy Paterick, David Bohan, Jack Mitchell, Matthew Neal, and Kevin Bowker. Yesterday, my daughter had a birthday, Samantha Jackson. I won't tell you how old she is. Don't you do it either, Brian. Lisa Marchesoni, also with a birthday. David Sales, Gene Edmondson, Kristen Cartwright, Gita McMillan, Beverly Toledo, and Dr. Bill Krause, 87 today.
How about that? Don't forget, call or text in your birthdays, 615-893-1450.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Rain and snow showers are likely for today. Cloud cover will linger as we top out around 38, and it will be windy. Breezy conditions remain tonight with gradual clearing and a low of 21. Warmer for Veterans Day, a high around 50 with sunshine and breezy conditions. Then a few clouds rolling through Tuesday night. We drop back to around 38. It will be breezy still. Even warmer Wednesday, a high of 65 and sunny. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home. make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. A little bit more volume in the last 15, 20 minutes on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. It's building pretty good right now. Coming through the Mount Juliet area, all that Wilson County traffic this time of the morning can get a little bit busy at times there. Coming past Belinda Parkway, they were clearing that wreck up 40 eastbound near Fessler's a few minutes ago. A little bit of flashing lights over there slowing down traffic. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
CBS Entertainment over the weekend, a serious dose of L.A. love at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. Powerful stuff. Brandi Carlile and Taylor Momsen doing Black Hole Sun in tribute to Soundgarden. Part of the class of 2025 with the White Stripes, Bad Company, Warren Zevon, Chubby Checker, and direct from the ATL.
We started in a little room.
Outkast, Emotional, Andre 3000 during their acceptance speech. Cyndi Lauper and Salt-N-Pepa getting inducted too. And Tedeschi Trucks Band closing it out with their tribute to inductee Joe Cocker. Ceremony streaming now on Disney Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58. We're going to take a break for news in just a second, but the 7 Brew Murfreesboro staff are today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always being kind and cheerful every morning. The staff at 7 Brew Murfreesboro will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor Moment is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live.
Well, friends, if you want to send in an SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, just text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those into us here at the Big G. Also, don't forget, you got about half an hour or so to get in your birthdays and anniversaries for today, the 10th, or yesterday, the 9th, 615-893-1450.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Our time now is 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for the news.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Key Senate step toward ending shutdown.
Time to act is now.
Air travel turbulence hits new high.
I could blame a certain side, but why bother? Everyone's involved.
New pardons include Rudy Giuliani,
who allegedly pressured state officials to change the outcome of swing state election results.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, 7 Democrats and 1 Independent have joined Senate Republicans in voting to advance legislation to fund the government. Other Democrats are blasting the move by their colleagues as the government shutdown is now into its 41st day. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
On the 40th day, a breakthrough on the government shutdown.
On this vote, the yeas are 60 and the nays are 40.
8 members of the Democratic caucus joined Republicans Sunday night in voting to move ahead with a government funding bill.
Waiting another week or another month wouldn't deliver a better outcome. It would only mean more harm for families in New Hampshire and all across the country.
The move came after a busy weekend of negotiations over a final deal that would fund the government through January 30th, reverse the layoffs of federal workers during the shutdown, and guarantee back pay. It also includes 3 longer-term funding bills, including additional money for SNAP or food assistance benefits. But it does not include an extension of the Affordable Care Act subsidies, which had been a key demand from Democrats. Instead, only the promise of a vote on that next month.
Nearly 3,000 flights were canceled yesterday. More than 10,000 were delayed due to a lack of air traffic controllers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
In Atlanta, the world's busiest airport saw nearly 500 cancellations Sunday after just 4 of the 22 air traffic controllers scheduled showed up to work Saturday. The average delay hit nearly 5 hours. Dallas, Fort Myers, Florida, and all 3 of the New York City area airports were hit with staffing delays Sunday. Controllers are poised to miss a second paycheck this week due to the government shutdown. Airlines will again cancel 4% of flights to those 40 airports today. That'll climb to 6% Tuesday and hit 1 in 10 flights by Friday.
Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking co-conspirator, is planning to apply for a commutation of her federal prison sentence, which is set to run through 2037. That's according to documents obtained by Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee and seen by CBS News. Correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us President Trump has moved to pardon aides who were involved in the effort to overturn the 2020 election results.
Among those receiving a, quote, full, complete, and unconditional pardon are some well-known names, people who served as President Trump's attorneys during the first term, including the former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, John Eastman, along with Trump's longtime advisor Boris Epstein and his former chief of staff Mark Meadows.
2 big league pitchers have been indicted in a gambling case, as we hear from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase, 2 Cleveland Guardians pitchers, are accused of deliberately throwing bad pitches while on the mound to help gamblers win nearly $500,000 in prop bets from betting those pitches would be outside the strike zone, and even sometimes placing wagers on their velocity. But this isn't just a baseball problem. This case was filed by the same prosecutors who recently charged NBA player Terry Rozier in a separate alleged prop betting scheme to share inside information with gamblers. Rozier denies the charges. William Hinman, a counselor and recovering problem gambler, says prop betting is increasingly becoming a problem for fans as well.
Why do people like that now?
Because it's the action. It's the immediate dopamine hit.
There's snow this morning in parts of the upper Midwest. A winter storm warning's in effect for the Chicago area until midday. Parts of northern Indiana have more than 6 inches on the ground. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
President Trump has celebrated the resignations of 2 top officials at the BBC, calling them corrupt and dishonest.
CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
The final straw was a Donald Trump soundbite the producers edited in a way that made it sound as if he was explicitly inciting violence on January 6th. But managers at the broadcaster had also been fending off allegations of bias in its coverage of Gaza and trans issues. Former Daily Telegraph editor Charles Moore says a clean sweep is needed at the top.
It should take impartiality seriously and put in people capable of running this gigantic and self-satisfied bureaucracy.
President Trump hosts Syria's president at the White House today, a man who was a former head of al-Qaeda in Iraq. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
The visit of Ahmed al-Sharaa, the Syrian leader, to the Trump White House is significant for many reasons. He is the first Syrian president to do so since the 1940s. Also, not only did he topple the dictatorship that strangled Syria for decades, but he did it with a force of fighters who were designated terrorists.
Some changes to tariffs aimed at China are going into effect today. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The U.S. will maintain a 10% reciprocal tariff on Chinese imports, but they are going to suspend any further increases for a full year.
New information indicates that consumers spent $88.7 billion in online shopping in October. That's an increase of more than 8% from last year. Adobe analyst Vivek Pandya says it's a sign people are getting a jump on the holidays.
You really have consumers taking advantage of some of these early deals, and that's really showing that consumers are trying to manage their budget.
Federal health officials are investigating 13 cases in 10 states of infant botulism linked to baby formula that's being recalled. ByHeart Incorporated agreed to begin recalling two lots of the company's Whole Nutrition infant formula. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue died yesterday at 84. He was honored with a moment of silence before yesterday's games. Tagliabue was commissioner for 17 years and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2020.
I'm proud and grateful to have played a small part in shaping the evolution of the National Football League.
And basketball great Lenny Wilkins has died.
Fireworks have been set off.
That's how it sounded in 1995 when he became the NBA's winningest coach. He ended up number three all time. He coached in 2,487 games. That's a record that still stands in the NBA. Wilkins is in the Hall of Fame as a coach and a player. He was 88 years old. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You could think you found your dream home online. The kitchen island looks perfect for your inner chef. The backyard, a paradise for your green thumb. And that extra room, hello walk-in closet. But here's the twist. The lot next door just got rezoned for years of construction. And this sound, yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of that. Don't let your dream home turn into a nightmare. Work with the expertise and ethical training of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Rain and snow showers are likely for today. Cloud cover will linger as we top out around 38 and it will be windy. Breezy conditions remain tonight with gradual clearing and a low of 21. Warmer for Veterans Day, a high around 50 with sunshine and breezy conditions. Then a few clouds rolling through Tuesday night. We drop back to around 38. It will be breezy still. Even warmer Wednesday, a high of 65 and sunny. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. In Cheatham County, there's a crash on the interstate. It's got traffic slow go. It's 24 westbound at the 30-mile marker. To give you kind of a better idea where that is, that's just past the Jolton exit, like you're headed towards Clarksville on 24 westbound there in Cheatham County. The heaviest flow, of course, is in the eastbound lanes as they clean up several accidents out here. 40 east over here around Fessler's is also in its cleanup stages. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with Brian, John, and Dalton. It's time for news, traffic, weather, and fun.
It's the second hour of The Wake Up Crew on a Monday. Welcome into the show, episode 1785. Here of the big show, Brian and John here with you today. I think Dalton's going to join us again this week, Wednesday through Friday. Our schedules have been a little bit different, but that's quite all right. Glad to have you along here for the ride, and we've got the countdowns going. It's unbelievable, just 17 days until Thanksgiving. And we have now reached the mark of 45 days until Christmas. Veterans Day is coming up tomorrow, and don't forget we'll have special programming here on WGNS of the local Veterans Day tribute. This weekend, Middle Tennessee plays at Western Kentucky on Saturday with a 1 o'clock airtime. Of course, our primetime sports coverage of high school football playoffs continue this week. And this weekend, the Tennessee Vols will host New Mexico State. The Titans will host Houston, and Vandy has a bye week. So that is a look at the schedule of things to come. And we have made it here to the top five, today being the fifth of the top 10 most iconic TV show theme songs. And this one was written and performed by Jim Gilstrap and Blinky Williams.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment. Good time. Anytime you need a friend. Good time. Anytime you're up from under. Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good time.
Easy credit ripples.
Good time.
Scratching and surviving.
Good time.
Hanging in a jar.
Good time. Ain't we lucky we got them? Good time.
Well, I can guarantee you you're going to have a good time at the downtown Murfreesboro annual tree lighting. Powered by MTE, they power the Wake Up Crew and the tree lighting. It's Friday, December 5th, 6 p.m. Caroling, a visit from Santa, the magic of the tree lighting. It's all happening on the square. Celebrate Christmas downtown on December 5th. John, Good Times was one of the first shows that I remember seeing.
Really, as a kid?
Yeah, that, Sanford and Son. So
you were a baby, you were young.
I was very young. And Quincy on Sunday nights.
Quincy. Oh, that was something else.
Yeah.
Jack Klugman overacting.
Well, I don't know
especially when he gave those speeches.
Yeah. I don't know that I was very interested in that show, but I remember it being on. Of course, as a kid, you don't have control of the TV.
No. Did you have a remote at least?
No.
Yeah. You were probably sitting on the floor when they told you to turn the channel. That's what you did.
Or I had to get up and, yeah. You know, I don't remember us having a different television until I was maybe a teenager.
Oh, wow. We're so spoiled now, though.
Oh, I know.
We can't sit through a commercial. I mean, it's just awful.
I did not have cable television until I was 20, I guess, or whatever time I moved out. It was close to that, maybe a little bit later, actually. We did get, when Dad had a heart surgery, we replaced his antenna television with DirecTV, and he liked that pretty well. There was no cable that ran down that road. I'm sure it isn't, or it has to be now. But, so yeah, never had internet in his house. The air conditioners were the ones that you had to put in the window.
He never changed that either, did he?
Nope. Never had HVAC in his house. The heat came from a gas fake wood fireplace thing, but it was gas heat. Man, talking about dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like desert in there.
It kills your sinuses for sure.
Christmas, it was like 100 degrees. In fact, at Christmas, when everybody was in the house, somebody would stand at the front door and keep the front door cracked so there would be some air coming in.
So it's hard to regulate. It was hard to regulate. There's no way.
Yeah.
My father-in-law had a wood-burning stove in the kitchen.
Ooh.
And you had to eat somewhere else because you couldn't stand to eat in the kitchen. It was too hot. So,
yeah, I mean, it was, and a lot of times people would go out on the front porch. I can remember one of the kids sticking his head out the, one of the nephews sticking their head out the window or out the front door. And, you know, like they were trying to suck air in. Said, what are you doing? I'm trying to breathe.
Well, we had the wall unit heaters. And everybody would stick their rear end up toward the heater in order to stay warm. I remember my mother doing that almost all day long. She would be standing there trying to get warm. And we had wall units. We never had an HVAC until I got married, actually, because we had window units. And my first house that my wife and I lived in, we had a heater on the floor. And the heating unit was in the floor. So you'd get up and go to the bathroom. It was in the middle of the hallway, which kept the house warm. It was huge, but you could burn your feet. You had to make sure you didn't walk across it at night, like going to the restroom or anything like that, because it would absolutely scald your feet.
Interesting. So
that's the first one I've ever seen. I haven't seen one since. It was in the middle of the hallway, in the floor, and a big heating unit. Now, it did heat the house, though. I'll say that.
Yeah, so I guess those were electric heaters that were in your parents' house.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad went the gas route, and it was always a big ordeal to get those air conditioners in.
Well, I'm not a big fan of gas anyway. A lot of people love gas heat, but I don't like gas heat. I'd rather have electric.
Yeah, kind of worries me a little bit, but
yeah.
Anyway, well, we've got more coming up here on this Monday, including Sunshine Nutrition in a second.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
Matthew Stafford made history in Santa Clara.
Matthew away from center, play fix, rolls to his right. Stafford into daylight. Hits the sideline, flicks to the back. It's caught for a touchdown. Davis Allen open late, and that's career touchdown pass number 400 for Matthew Stafford.
Rams Radio Network on the call. They improved to 7-2 after knocking off the 49ers 42-26. The Seahawks dominated the Cardinals 44-22. The Texans scored 26 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to take down the Jags 36-29. The Saints upset the Panthers 17-7. The Patriots beat the Buccaneers 28-23. New England improves to 8-2 on the year and are first place in the AFC East. And in the Sunday night game, the Chargers defeated the Steelers 25-10.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. My team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Fair Construction can help. Fair Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Fair Construction help you. Call Fair Construction, and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
Your good health. That's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Good morning.
And before we get started, tomorrow supplements are on sale.
That's right. 25% off.
So 25% off supplements tomorrow. Now keep in mind, this is National Diabetes Month. Kim, what supplements would help a person who has diabetes?
There are a number of natural products, minerals, herbs that are very helpful with blood sugar disorders. Okay. This is not to replace good dietary decisions. Okay. Because inevitably, there'll be somebody be like, ooh, can I take this and then still eat, you know, cherry pie or whatever? Like, we can still do cherry pie, but we're going to do a small portion of it and we're not going to do it alone. We're going to pad it with other foods. Right. But in terms of supplements that help lower your blood sugar, your A1C, we're going to be talking about things like Ceylon cinnamon. So that is a specific type of cinnamon that helps with high levels of blood sugar. And it's not the same cinnamon that a lot of times that you get in the store and that you sprinkle on top of your sweet potato. A lot of times that is a plant called cassia. Cinnamon itself is a more expensive plant. So a lot of companies will use cassia or cassia, which smells like cinnamon and tastes similar to cinnamon, but it doesn't have the same properties because it's not the actual cinnamon plant. So if you take, you know, your random cinnamon off of your shelf at home, it may or may not help with the blood sugar. So we recommend specifically the Ceylon version of the cinnamon. That one is usually the most potent and the one that's most effective for helping people lower their blood sugar response. So that is a very good supplement that is used. Another good option is a supplement called berberine. Berberine has been around for years and years, sold in products like Golden Seal or Oregon Grape or Barberry. But probably 10 to 15 years ago, they isolated just the berberine compound and started selling it on its own. And a lot of people have had a lot of really good results with it. It has a lot of good implications for your gut. There's a lot of connection with your gut bacteria and the further development of diabetes, interestingly enough. So it helps in that, but it also helps to lower, again, that blood sugar response. And so that is another very good product for people to use. chromium is a mineral that's been around for a very, very long time that typically is lower in people that have blood sugar issues. And so that is another very good supplement. So I have people that use any one of those things effectively, and I have some people that use those in combination. So we also sell a number of combinations in the store that will use several different things all in one. So one is a product called Blood Sugar Defense. We've carried that supplement for years. It has cinnamon and chromium. It also contains alpha lipoic acid. If you have diabetes, that means that your body has a hard time getting insulin into the cell. Your body can produce the insulin, but it doesn't get to the insulin where it needs to go. So alpha lipoic acid helps to put that insulin into the cell, which is very important. It's also very good at a preventative for, or even helps with, some of the complications like neuropathy, which a lot of people experience. That's what causes the slow wound healing and ultimately vision issues and things like that that are complications of it. So that's also in that supplement. We have another really good blend called Curalin, and we have sold that for a number of years and had just a tremendous amount of feedback and response and testimonies on that particular supplement. It contains just simply herbs. There's no minerals in that one, but simply herbs, all designed and clinically studied to help with blood sugar issues. So that is another very good supplement to use as well.
And again, you said tomorrow's supplements are 25% off.
They are 25% off, correct.
So all of the supplements you've been talking about, they're all 25% off tomorrow.
Correct, yes. Again, these are not the limit of things that are good for blood sugar, but these are the things that over the years we have had the most tremendous results from, meaning that I have seen people's A1Cs drop. I've seen their fasting blood glucose drop. I've seen people get off of their medications by using these. Again, like I said, it's not a substitute for diet. You've still got to do the diet piece. You've still got to add some physical activity. All of those things are very helpful. We've got to look at the other pieces of the puzzle that could be causing this kind of problem as well. But these are some of the natural options that are available for people that are looking for alternatives to potential medications.
So if you have pre-diabetes or diabetes, these supplements can help you.
Absolutely.
Kim, can people come in and talk with you here at Sunshine Nutrition for more information about diabetes?
Yes, I am on the floor on Mondays and Thursdays. I see clients the other 3 days of the week, but if they want to talk to me specifically, I'm here on Mondays and Thursdays. And then my team, of course, is great and knowledgeable and trained to help answer those questions as well.
Now, before we leave, there are fewer daylight hours and they're getting even less. That creates seasonal affective disorder. If that's us, what do we need to do?
So vitamin D supplementation is crucial for people really throughout the year. But for people that experience that seasonal depression when the days are shorter, they're definitely going to want to supplement with a vitamin D. If you haven't had your vitamin D levels checked in a while, it's a really good place to start. You want your levels to be between 40 and 70. That's that ideal range. I've seen people with single digit vitamin D levels, which is really, really not good. So this is definitely the time of the year when you're not getting that sun that you want to make sure that you're getting that vitamin D, and it's also really critical for your immune system this time of the year too.
And Kim, where is Sunshine Nutrition Center located?
So we have two locations in Rutherford County. Smyrna is 901 Rock Springs Road, and here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street.
Come say hi to Kim Dunaway and let her help you at Sunshine Nutrition Center.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls.
My daughter said, it's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something.
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 here from The Wake Up Crew on Monday. It is November the 10th, episode 1785 of The Big Show here. And some birthdays.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday, Samantha Jackson, my beautiful daughter, had a birthday. Lisa Marcissoni, a birthday. David Sales, Gene Edmondson, Kristen Cartwright, Gita McMillian, Beverly Toledo, Dr. Bill Krause. And today, Dr. Roy Thompson, Tracy Abernathy, Peggy Burgess, Roy Paterick, David Bohan, Jack Mitchell, Matthew Neal, and Kevin Bowker have birthdays.
Those are the names we had coming into the morning for birthdays and anniversaries today and yesterday. If you want to add to our list, just simply text 615-893-1450 with your name and information, and we'll certainly get them on the air. But now's your deadline to get them in. 615-893-1450. 731, we check traffic and weather together now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Rain and snow showers are likely for today. Cloud cover will linger as we top out around 38 and it will be windy. Breezy conditions remain tonight with gradual clearing and a low of 21. Warmer for Veterans Day, a high around 50 with sunshine and breezy conditions. Then a few clouds rolling through Tuesday night. We drop back to around 38. It will be breezy still. Even warmer Wednesday, a high of 65 and sunny. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Good morning. Still a little bit slow, 24 westbound through Pleasant View as you work your way past the Jolton exit. Hopefully that'll start to improve in a few minutes, but it's been clogged up through there for the last hour or so as they finish that wreck in Pleasant View, Robertson County. It's heavy now, 65 northbound as you work your way up through Williamson County from Franklin into Brentwood on 65 passing OHB. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County is under heightened scrutiny as the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation opens a probe into the county's property assessor's office. A recent state comptroller report uncovered widespread errors, with up to 25% of property assessments potentially incorrect. These include overlooked new constructions, misstated property changes, and incorrect square footage entries, all of which impact local tax bills and potential refunds. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr voiced serious concerns, noting the involvement of the TBI suggests potential criminal implications. With over 130,000 parcels affected, county commissioners are contemplating hiring a private third party to review and correct the data. Meanwhile, property assessor Rob Mitchell disputes the findings, calling the report flawed and politically motivated. While questions mount in Rutherford County government, the city of Murfreesboro is making strides in public safety technology. Nearly a year after launching its real-time crime center, the Murfreesboro Police Department is expanding operations with four new hires, extending live monitoring into the evening hours. Police Chief Michael Bowen and Captain Clayton Williams announced the department is exploring advanced drone deployment, a method already showing success in other cities. These drones could be dispatched from the real-time crime center, arriving at crime scenes swiftly and capturing real-time footage before suspects are aware. While Murfreesboro's current drone use remains limited, officials believe full integration is imminent. The expansion marks another step towards enhancing safety, with Murfreesboro leading the charge and using cutting-edge tools to protect the community. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri.
Villages is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:35. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. And it is time this morning to break open the trivia vault. And John is here, and he's going to ask some trivia questions here, so let's do it.
That's right. Brian, these are history trivia questions for kids.
Oh, boy.
So if kids can get it, I'm sure you can get it.
Can I phone a friend or anything?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Just don't Google it.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one, the first question is, these are history now. Keep that in your mind.
Yeah.
What year did Neil Armstrong walk on the moon? It was not in the 80s.
Right.
It was not in the 70s.
I knew it was 60s.
Mm-hmm. But what year?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was before or after the assassination of JFK.
Well, if I give you that answer, you're going to know.
Well, I'm going to say 1964.
That is absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
1969.
So it did happen after.
How many other people have walked on the moon? How many more other than Neil Armstrong? The last trip was in 1972. Now, I will give you a hint. It's more than 10.
Wow. I would not have guessed that. 14.
Oh, you're so close. 12 in total.
Mm.
Who painted the Mona Lisa? These are history trivia questions for kids, Brian.
I know. Francis Dubois.
No, Leonardo da Vinci.
Mm.
Okay, you're 0 for 3.
Noticed.
Where did this one you're going to get. This one, where did the Olympics originate?
Athens, Greece.
That is correct. See? Whew. What year did the Berlin Wall come down?
Hmm.
Tear down these walls.
So it would have had to happen before.
During the Reagan administration.
Yeah, before 1988. I'm going to say 1989.
1989 is right.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you for that. So it was after Reagan.
Yeah, well, no, it was during his, but yeah, it was, they tore him down, but he announced it.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Who was the first woman to be elected vice president of the United States?
That would be Kamala Harris.
That's correct. Where was paper, gunpowder, and the compass invented?
Where?
Where?
Hmm. Spain?
No, China.
Oh, really?
You were close.
I was thinking, you know, like, you know, the Spanish travelers in the boats that came to the New World, but
don't make it worse.
Okay.
When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
Uh-huh. The date, the month?
Oh, January 4th.
No.
Oh, 3rd.
No. July 4th.
Oh, July. Yeah, that's what I meant. You said no, but I thought I said July. What did I say? January?
January.
Yeah.
Who's the famously said, "I have a dream"?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay. you don't happen to know where? Okay, never mind.
Wasn't that in Washington?
On the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
What was the longest war in U.S. history? It lasted 20 years.
I think that was the war in the Middle East.
Starts with an A.
Afghanistan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Mm-hmm. When did the Titanic sink? Hmm.
1912?
That's correct. Yes. You're on a roll. Who wrote the play Hamlet?
Francis Dubois?
No, William Shakespeare.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
What country financed Christopher Columbus's expedition to America?
Ooh, I think that was Spain.
That was Spain. What was the name of the 2005 Category 5 hurricane that devastated New Orleans?
Katrina.
That's correct. That's all the time we have for today.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport, and I just want to tell you about Adams Place. It is a wonderful place to live. Before I moved in here, a friend and I came together, and we always ate lunch and walked around. Do I know you? Are you new here? It's very nice, because it's easy to be in your own home and be isolated. It's nice to just come out of your apartment and find someone that says, hello, how are you? I mean, it just makes you feel good.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to wrap up the Wake Up Crew for this Monday morning, November the 10th, episode 1785. Just about complete here, and our show powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And as we gather around the table this Thanksgiving in a few weeks, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From the MTE family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving season. Saying good morning to today's good neighbors, it's the staff over at 7 Brew Murfreesboro. They are today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always being kind and cheerful every single morning. The staff at 7 Brew Murfreesboro receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, plus your good neighbors here at WGNS Radio. Now, to send in a good neighbor, you text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Or you can head over to our website, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, to get those into us. We'll make them the good neighbor of the day here in the coming weeks. This good neighbor moment brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Alrighty, to our dad joke of the day here this morning. You know, John, I just simply love shopping with my wife.
Really?
Yeah, it's my favorite way to spend 3 hours looking for the one thing we already have at home.
Replay.
Funny and true. That's all I can say about that.
That is so, very true.
All I know is thumbs up.
My wife is the worst shopper. I mean, it's just like she's on a shopping spree every time.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, oh boy, we could try this and use this and throw it in. Yeah. It's like it's not a, you know, an endless amount of money there, you know.
It's exciting for her.
I guess so. Well, what are some of the things that we have learned today here on the show?
Well, we talked about changes at Channel 5. We talked about changes at CBS News. A lot of changes going on in media.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of buyouts, a lot of mergers and all that kind of thing going on for the most part. We talked a little bit. We talked some Braves baseball today. Walt Weiss, the new manager of the Braves. We're way late on that, but so was Alex Anthopoulos getting it to us. So anyway, he's the new manager, and I'm sure there's going to be more news coming that way with the Braves. We'll keep you up to date, at least 5 days late.
You know, I heard, and then we'll maybe talk about it a little bit tomorrow on what we're watching. No, that's Friday. Gosh, we've got a long time. Dodgers Blue Jays series, I think 24 million watched game 7.
It was a good game too.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you for, the Blue Jays or the Dodgers?
Well, the Blue Jays had never won, right?
I think they won one. They beat the Braves.
That's right. They did. So yeah. It wasn't for them. No, I didn't care. I watched a little bit of it just because it was so close and whatnot. I really had rather had seen Seattle there because I know they haven't won. I think that's what I was thinking about.
Probably wouldn't have drawn $24 million though on the game 7 with those two teams.
Maybe not, but I wouldn't. I mean, those are American homes, and it was only the Dodgers, so I couldn't imagine.
Everybody likes to see a game 7. Everybody likes to watch a game 7.
Well, the point that someone was making about that was game 7 of the NBA Finals drew half of that. So is baseball really struggling? And apparently they've done better with ratings than even the NBA. So,
well, the NBA is struggling right now.
Yeah, it seems to be.
NBC is going to help that a lot, I think, by putting on a game.
Well, that is going to wrap us up here for the Wake Up Crew on a Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Rain and snow showers are likely for today. Cloud cover will linger as we top out around 38, and it will be windy. Breezy conditions remain tonight with gradual clearing and a low of 21. Warmer for Veterans Day, a high around 50 with sunshine and breezy conditions. Then a few